Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung hold delegation-level talks in New Delhi. Both sides sign 4 MOUs to boost bilateral relationship. Leaders of political parties making last-ditch efforts to woo voters in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. 15 people killed in a road accident at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir. President and Prime Minister express grief. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a series of bilateral talks with Saudi leadership in Riyadh to strengthen energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Iran denies second round of negotiations with the United States, cites unrealistic demands by Washington. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and South Korea signed 4 MOUs in various fields, including cooperation in the field of sports and cultural and creative industries. Addressing a joint press briefing, Mr. Modi said democratic values, market economy and respect for rule of law is in the DNA of both the countries.
हम चिप से लेकर शिप्स, टैलेंट से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी, एनवायरनमेंट से लेकर एनर्जी, हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग के नए अवसरों को साकार करेंगे और साथ मिलकर दोनों देशों की प्रोग्रेस और प्रॉस्पेरिटी सुनिश्चित करेंगे.
He added that both the countries share a common outlook with regard to the Indo-Pacific. Mr. Modi highlighted that in the last 10 years, the relation between both the countries has been comprehensive and dynamic.
Bharat aur Korea ka bilateral trade aaj $27 billion tak pahunch chuka hai. 2030 tak ise $50 billion tak pahunchane ke liye humne aaj kai mahatvapurna nirnay liye hain. Dono deshon ke beech financial flows ko sugam banane ke liye humne Bharat Korea Financial Forum ki shuruaat ki hai. Business sahyog ko bal dene ke liye humne ek industrial cooperation committee ka gathan kiya hai. क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं.
He further stated that with the visit of President Lee, the trusted partnership between the two nations will convert into a futuristic partnership.
फ्रेंड्स, 8 वर्ष बाद कोरिया के राष्ट्रपति की भारत यात्रा अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है. डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज, मार्केट इकोनॉमी और रिस्पेक्ट फॉर रूल ऑफ लॉ हम दोनों देशों के डीएनए में है. इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में भी हमारा कॉमन आउटलुक है. इन सब के आधार पर पिछले एक दशक में हमारे संबंध अधिक गतिशील और व्यापक हुए हैं और आज प्रेसिडेंट ली की यात्रा से हम इस ट्रस्टेड पार्टनरशिप को फ्यूचरिस्टिक पार्टनरशिप में ट्रांसफॉर्म करने जा रहे हैं.
With just 2 days remaining for the end of campaigning for the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal, prominent leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. A report from our correspondent.
BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda will join a public meeting at Kotolpur in Bakura. Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Bandyopadhyay joined a public meeting at Ranibad in Bakura. BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed public meeting in Birbhum and BJP President Nitin Nabin is expected to join a road show in Purva Medinipur today. Trinamool Congress chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will address a public rally in Kharda in North 24 Parganas district. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge would address public rallies in Kochbihar and Siliguri today. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Tamil Nadu, Telugu Desam Party leader and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu and Union Civil Aviation Minister and TDP leader Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu campaigned at Coimbatore for the NDA alliance. He said the hands of Prime Minister Narendra Modi should be strengthened so that the state and the nation go hand in hand. In a public meeting at Kanyakumari today, Rahul Gandhi expressed deep condolences for the victims of the fire accident at Virudhunagar. He is on a whirlwind campaign at various places in the state. Campaigning at Kanyakumari, he said every single state and their language is equally important for the country. He criticized the AIADMK for aligning with the NDA. BJP leader Annamalai, while campaigning, said that none of the DMK alliance partners have appreciated the DMK chief for anything. More from our correspondent.
As there is just one more day left for the campaigning to end, all the parties are taking last-minute efforts to reach the voters all over the state. There is no stone unturned to bring out issues, allegations and achievements. Curtains will be drawn tomorrow evening for all kinds of canvassing. Today, parties are focusing on door-to-door campaigning, holding roadshows and rallies, including public meetings. Electoral authorities are involved in the second randomization all over the state. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the opposition will face the consequences for blocking the women's reservation bill. Speaking to the media, Mr. Rijiju strongly criticized the Congress and its allies following the Lok Sabha negating the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026. He said women of the country are very angry and out of fear, opposition parties are now offering justifications.
This is what we are now assuring the people of the country, especially the women, that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our government, the NDA, will continue to work for the women. But those who brought down the women's reservation bill must also face its consequences. This black mark on Congress will never be erased.
President Draupadi Murmu has said infrastructure is the foundation upon which modern nations are built. She said robust infrastructure reduces logistic costs, boosts trade, attracts investment and enhances productivity. Highlighting the importance of railways and highways, the president said these modes of transport open immense opportunities for socio-economic development of remote regions of the nation. She said these are not merely systems of transport, but instruments of economic expansion, social inclusion and national integration. The president made these remarks while interacting with the probationary officers of the Indian Railways and assistant executive engineers of the Central Engineering Service, Roads, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. In Jammu and Kashmir, 15 people were killed and several others injured after a bus met with an accident in Udhampur district. Officials said the incident occurred near Jalo village on the Rajnagar-Udhampur road. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the bus accident in Udhampur district of Jammu and Kashmir in a social media post. They also prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, which would be given to the next of kin of each of those who lost their lives in the tragic mishap. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Union Minister Jitendra Singh has expressed his deep anguish and grief at the tragic accident. Police, SDRF and Health Department are providing every possible assistance to the affected people. The exact circumstances leading to the accident are yet to be ascertained and an investigation is underway. In Tamil Nadu, the death toll in yesterday's blast at the firecracker factory in Virudhunagar district reached 25. The incident happened when the labourers were handling the explosive chemicals. 12 people were wounded in the second blast while clearing the debris last night. Out of the fatalities, 22 were women and 3 were men, including 18 from Sirvaikaranapatti. Meanwhile, an inquiry commission has been set up under the chairmanship of IAS Govinda Rao. District Collector of Virudhunagar, Subhaputra, and the Superintendent of Police, Srinath, are also part of the inquiry commission. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to Midday News. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson has said the government has no plans regarding a new round of talks after the United States seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's rejection of talks comes hours after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he is sending his team to Islamabad for possible talks with Iran. Iran's official news agency IRNA cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a series of high-level meetings with senior Saudi leadership aimed at strengthening bilateral ties and deepening energy cooperation amid the West Asia conflict. The visit highlights the steadily expanding strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia amid shifting geopolitical dynamics. In a statement, the Embassy of India in Riyadh said discussions covered a broad spectrum of issues, including bilateral cooperation, regional security concerns, and other matters of mutual interest. During the visit, Mr. Doval met several prominent Saudi leaders, including Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhana, and National Security Advisor Musaid al-Eban. India and the United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from today till the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. The three-day talks are aimed at recalibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics. The meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in nearly 4 months, during which discussions continued virtually. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anurakumara Dissanayake discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in Colombo, the proposals discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline.
The Vice President mentioned some initiatives that are underway from the Indian side and some proposals that have already been discussed between the two countries. Notable amongst them, the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. And in fact, the point was made as to the value of such energy connectivity, especially at a time when the entire world, and this region especially, is facing the fallout of an energy crisis.
The Vice President, on a two-day visit to Sri Lanka, arrived in Novara earlier this morning. During his visit, the Vice President toured houses built under the Indian Housing Project, a flagship initiative aimed at improving living conditions for the Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring a discussion on World Earth Day, Solar for a Sustainable Future, with Dr. Mohammad Rehan, Directorate General, National Institute of Solar Energy. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject. To participate, dial the telephone number 011-2331-0481, 011-2371-7117. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Punjab Kings secured a 54-run win over Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh last night. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung hold delegation-level talks in New Delhi. Both sides signed 4 MOUs to boost bilateral relationship. Leaders of political parties make last-ditch efforts to woo voters in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. 15 people killed in a road accident at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir. President and Prime Minister express grief. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a series of bilateral talks with Saudi leadership in Riyadh to strengthen energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Iran denies second round of negotiations with the United States, cites unrealistic demands by Washington. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.